This segment is brought to you by Dairy Max and Fuel Up to Play 60, reminding you to fuel up on healthy snacks and play for 60 minutes every day. Texans 360 this week, coming to you from the Arizona Biltmore Hotel, site of the annual NFL meetings. Later on, Texans founder and CEO Bob McNair, coach Bill O'Brien joins us as well. But first, let's go back to NRG Stadium. DP Sidhu had a chance to catch up with new offensive line coach Mike Devlin.
Is it weird to be back here? Because your memories of being in Houston were from the days of the Oilers and the Astros. Your dad was John Devlin, linebacker's coach.
Uh-huh.
Is it strange to be back in Houston?
You know, life, it's everything's full circle a little bit. So, yeah.
It seems like it. All right, so you're one of the newest members of this coaching staff. What's it been like this offseason working with Bill O'Brien and being down in Houston?
It's been exciting. It's been because it's a different coaching tree. It's a different coaching family, philosophy. So for me, you know, man, I enjoy the game. I enjoy learning. So from that perspective, it's been fun and obviously hard work. But, you know, good coaches here.
The coaching circles are pretty small. Had you crossed paths with Bill O'Brien before this job opportunity, or had you met him? I know you guys both coached in the same division for a period of time.
Yeah, no, I had not. So I really had no prior, you know. I hadn't met him before. So.
What was it about the Texans that drew you here to this job?
Well, you know, they gave me an opportunity.
That's always one.
But really, when you track Coach O'Brien's record and what he had done and where he came from and then, you know, what he did, was able to do at Penn State in that tough situation, and obviously getting the team going in the right direction here. So all those things from a coaching perspective, you sit there and go, wow, you know, this is the type of guy you like to work for.
You worked with a couple different coaches when you were with the Jets. You were with the Jets for 9 years. Uh-huh. You were part of Eric Mangini's staff, mm-hmm, and Rex Ryan's staff.
Uh-huh.
From the outside, those two seem like complete opposites. Was it very different working under both of those coaches?
From the inside, too, yeah. No, they're completely different. Yeah, different philosophies, different approaches. So, you know, all that hopefully can go into your toolbox and be able to use different things you've learned to help you at the next gig.
How different is it for you in doing what you do in coaching, being an assistant coach, when you've got such different head coaches? Does it change how you approach your job, or does what you do pretty much stay the same no matter who's the head coach?
No, I think you take on the hat, if you will, of what your head coach, you know, what you want you to omit to the players and his philosophies and you know, there's a lot of the same things in football: toughness and hard working and good guys, accountable, and then, you know, from there it's, you know, your leaders, if you will, your head coach, I mean, your coordinators, you know, kind of set the direction and path that you want to take.
Bill O'Brien likes his assistants to coach in their personality. What's your coaching personality? We've seen the mic'd up video.
Yeah. Look, I just believe strongly in hustle and respecting the game that way, and you know, having passion and finish and defending your own and your team and the things I really rarely get. I mean, that's the only thing I really get upset about. I mean, if I feel like there's a lack of respect of this history of this game and that heart and that finish that you need, then those are the things that drive me nuts. Other than that, we'll work on the technique and we'll get that. But if you have that passion, drive, heart, all that, well, heck, I mean, J.J. Watt is the epitome of that, correct? I mean, that's kind of, he is, you know, that's how you want to play the game, you know, finish, heart, hustle, all that. So that's my approach.
I think one of the most interesting things I read about you was about a game day superstition that you have. Started off in college.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about your game day superstition.
Well, I don't know. Well, I was just dating my wife, and she wasn't my wife at the time, but was in college, and I don't know. I, you know, before a game, get intense and all that. But anyway, I got we got in a fight, you know, like a legit fight. Ended up going out and playing pretty good. So, well, that's been the deal for 20-some years. We kind of, even if we're not fighting, we got a fake fight. And there's times that we didn't fight or couldn't get a hold of her or whatever because the kids are going nuts, and then we lost, and then I, you know, we fight about that.
But then it's a real fight.
Either way,
yeah.
So, yeah, it's goofy, but...
So you guys pick an argument before every game. Whose job is that? Is it your job? Is it her job? Do you guys
No, it's a little bit of a feel thing, you know. A little bit of a feel thing. But it's nothing. And when it's not really a fight, it's kind of just like, you know, something stupid.
Is that just a normal coaching? Every coach has a superstition. What does she make of this? Does she just go with it?
No, she goes with it. Because then if I didn't call or called too late, then she'll call me up. And what are you doing?
We'll catch up with DP Sidhu some more a little bit later on in the show. She was at University of Texas Pro Day this week. And Bill O'Brien is coming up as well, along with Texans CEO and founder Bob McNair. It's all happening on Texans 360.